This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake is with us right now. We're discussing Negasi Zabari. Robin, of course, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, and Hidden Killers daily contributor. Robin, I got to ask you, what do you make of this? The fact that someone was audacious enough to put a cell in their own garage and attempt to pull something like this off. What does it tell you about his psyche? And what does this tell you about this being maybe the first time he did this or maybe not?
This case has so many things to it that I think are important for us to take a look at and highlight. So I'm glad we're covering it. One, like you said, the fact that he's out after all the charges that he was convicted of, I think a failure of the justice system.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I mean, he has been charged and convicted multiple times of sexual assaults. And I don't know the exact number because I just got tired of looking at him. I mean, there was a lot. One of his modus operandis to keep safe, to keep perpetrating, is running. He runs from place to place because one of these things that serial rapists seem to have in common is lack of ability to hold down an income. So a lot of times they'll marry or go into relationships for money to fund themselves because they're too busy doing these other things to actually hold down an income. And so that kind of fits a pattern there. The targeting of sex workers is also very common because sex workers typically have been trafficked. They are living in fear. They were groomed from and trafficked as teenagers, and they go into adulthood and they're victimized. What my stat that I got is 68% of the sex workers that are trafficked, 68% have been raped. Those that are human trafficking, 98% of the human trafficking victims go into the sex trade unwillingly. I mean, it's just tremendous. And a serial rapist, at some point in their lives and careers of doing this, that we're talking about victims in the hundreds that are potential here. And so luckily, we had one extremely brave, tenacious, wonderful woman that was able to break her way out and make this come to the light of day. And I think one of the things that helped it, besides her amazing skills and fortitude to live and survive and get away from this, was the fact, hopefully, that he's not that bright of a guy. And he used force and coercion and fear as a lever of manipulation. And his skill level, you know, when I looked at the pictures of the cinder block cell in the house, there's things I saw in there. Is one, it was extremely cluttered. Mm-hmm. Everything's cluttered. You know, if you're going to hold someone, if you gave this thought, you know, in other words, this was not a, you know, let's assume, boy, I hate doing this, like, because Koberger is not convicted, but say Koberger or someone like Koberger with his really scientific methodical brain put a cell together. This is not what it would look like.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot more of a science experiment. This guy looked like he threw it together. He had an idea. And as I've said this before, luckily he had a good enough mentality. It was good enough to hold someone, but not good enough to hold them long enough. And I think that's going to be his undoing throughout all these states. He got, because he had reps, I think he's got a lot of reps on abusing women and raping. And so he's got a lot of reps on that, but I think he didn't have a lot of reps on how to detain. And so that became his undoing.
There seems to be a goal of grandiosity with some of this. Maybe goal is the wrong word, but an aspect of grandiosity with a lot of his behavior. One of the big things, he went on Judge Judy. You have to willingly go on Judge Judy. No court's assigning you. Guess what? You get Judy. So to choose to go on to there, to expose yourself, to expose your life, to expose whatever it is your complaints are with another individual on a national stage, you have to want to do that. That then mixed in with the fact of the just kind of the extreme behavior of what he went to allegedly lure some of these people in, pretending to be an undercover officer, and then taking him back to his own private cell. What does the grandiosity tell you about his modus operandi or his personality in the way that he conducts himself when allegedly committing these crimes?
Yeah, one of the underlying behaviors that they've written, that science has said, well, all the studies that they did on it, is this need for control over others and also flaunting that control over others. So as soon as I saw the Judge Judy thing, I said that is a major flaunting of control over others because he was the plaintiff.
Yeah,
and Judge Judy awarded it to him. So we're also seeing a high degree and ability to manipulate. So we got high degree of manipulation, high degree of flaunting control and grandiosity, as you said, over others, which are all behaviors of psychopathy, lack of empathy, objectifying human beings. So we had high levels of that. And one thing I saw, it's kind of striking, it's interesting in a sick way. Serial killers tend to have less victims than serial rapists because there's death involved. But the impact and the PTSD and the trauma induced by serial rapists is so much more widespread because of this. I mean, we're looking at potentially hundreds of victims this guy did. And because death wasn't involved. And so I think a lot more light needs to be shed on this and brought to the attention. So I'm glad we're talking about this one because this needs to be undone.
And the disturbing thing is this was happening right in a neighborhood, even with an HOA. And yeah, HOAs can be a pain in the ass. And HOAs can sometimes absolutely do nothing as well when needed. It seems that he was in violation multiple times of his HOA rules relating to violations, renting out rooms, keeping an RV, pit bulls running loose, a whole array of things. And I'm sure if it's not on the addendum already, it will be on the next release of the HOA of you can't put a cell in your own garage. It makes, I think, people wonder a little bit. It makes everyone, I guess, even maybe a little bit more skeptical about who are your neighbors, because I can't imagine being this guy's neighbor and knowing that he was keeping a woman in his garage, or who knows how many in this cell in that garage, right under everyone's nose.
Oh, yeah, it goes back to the things we were saying earlier, fear and shame. Mm-hmm. You know, individuals that are great manipulators, he has practiced using fear and shame to keep people from taking action against him. He's been doing it his entire life. Granted, he's in his late 20s now, which is actually when serial killers and rapists really start coming into their own. And the fact that he's been so prolific already so shows exactly what his life was going to be and the victims he was going to be taken advantage of. But they are massive manipulators using fear and shame to keep people from taking action against them.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.